This goes to Kristen. It's Kristan Hyatt, Hyatt. And like November, P like practice. Fax 989-588-5052. Regarding Angel, which is spelled A-N-G-E-L, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. Date of birth, 1-19 of 1966. Dear Miss Hyatt, this is a consultation for Mr. Rivera, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening kidney function, currently at stage 4 chronic kidney disease. He was formerly residing in Ohio, and he underwent severe infections with chronic osteomyelitis of the right foot, and he still has an open wound on the right foot, although it appears clean at this point and free of infection. And he is seeing a wound specialist regularly in Mount Pleasant, who is pleased with the progress of the wound that has still not healed. He was treated with IV vancomycin, and that did cause kidney distress and led to worsening of kidney function over time. He also had known severe peripheral artery disease. The testing was done with carbon dioxide in 2023, but then he had a right leg atherectomy done and to improve the flow in that leg, and that did help. So the leg was able to heal, but he has required both feet to have all of his toes off. So he has just the ball of the foot and the heel left on both sides. He does not have pain in those feet, although he can feel when light touch is applied, it will feel like tickling. But the wound physician can actually debride the foot, and the patient will not feel the scalpel or the work that the doctor is doing. So he does have severe neuropathy, secondary to long-term diabetes. He is here with his husband, and his husband is HIV positive, so the patient does receive monthly injections of PrEP, P-R-E-P, at 600 milligram once a month, which is safe with his current kidney function. There's some question about whether that'll be continue to be approved with his insurance, but that's definitely necessary. And he comes to Mount Pleasant and receives that at the health department every month. And they check him for HIV prior to giving him this injection monthly. He's been doing very well and has been HIV free. You know, no evidence of HIV as long as he's been receiving the PrEP injections. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He is blind in the left eye after a retinal detachment, and that's not repairable at this time, but he's got some worsening vision in the right eye and hopes to have cataract surgery soon. Currently, no headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. And his right foot wound is slowly healing and is under the care of the wound specialist in Mount Pleasant. Past medical history is significant for the adult onset autoimmune diabetes, sometimes called type 1-5. Also, the history of osteomyelitis of the right foot. Now he has the chronic non-healing wound of the right foot on the ball of the foot. Also, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, peripheral artery disease of the lower extremities, chronic anemia, depression, diabetic neuropathy, left eye retinal detachment. Past surgical history, he's had amputations of all the toes in both feet. also the peripheral artery atherectomy and angioplasty in 2023. He said left eye vitrectomy surgery, and he's going to have left eye cataract lens replacement. When he was in the hospital receiving the IV antibiotics for the osteomyelitis, he did receive one blood transfusion, and that would have been in May of 2025. That is also the time that he received the IV vancomycin. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes or use vaping. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his partner, and he's medically disabled. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, cancer, anemia, and his father has end-stage renal disease and is on dialysis. He lives in New York. He also had a brother with end-stage renal disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he is allergic to penicillin and shellfish. That's why they use the CO2 instead of IV contrast. Medications, he's on Lispro insulin, 11 units before each meal. Atorvastatin is 40 milligrams daily. Carvedilol, 6.25 milligram, 2 daily. Glargine or Lantus insulin, 28 units at bedtime. And the PrEP injection, 600 milligram monthly. He's recently stopped lisinopril due to worsening kidney function. And seems to be stable at this time. Physical exam. Height is 69 inches. Weight is 174 pounds. Pulse is 68 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 146 over 72. The machine got 136 over 83 previously. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft in the lower quadrants, slightly firm in the upper quadrants. The patient is unable to get up on the exam table, so the exam was done in the chair today. He does have dressings and wraps on both, on the right foot and also on the left foot, but he does not have any toes on either foot. Labs, the most recent labs were done 3/12/26. Creatinine 3.14, estimated GFR is 22. Glucose, random glucose, 157. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin, 4.0. Phosphorus is 4.5. Sodium is 141. Potassium, 4.9. Carbon dioxide, 21. Hemoglobin, 11.5. Normal white count, normal platelets. He also had iron studies on April 6th, 26. And iron level is 99. Ferritin, 77. Iron saturation, 35%. We have a urinalysis done 3/12/26. He does have 2+ blood, 3+ protein, a few bacteria noted. And intact parathyroid hormone is elevated at 189.8. Liver enzymes were checked to 11 of 26. Alkaline phosphatase slightly elevated at 139. AST is 52 and the ALT 72. Glucose 213. That was random also, and his hemoglobin A1C was 9. And he did have hepatitis B and C studies done at the health department 2/10 of 26. And all were non-reactive. Also, syphilis was checked, and that was non-reactive. And the HIV testing was also non-reactive at that time. And chlamydia and gonorrhea also negative when tested. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with progressive worsening of creatinine levels. We do have levels going back to a year ago, 3.6 of 25, creatinine was 2.57, GFR 28. Then August 27, 25, creatinine 2.49, GFR 29. 2/11/26, creatinine 2.88, GFR 24. Now, March of 26, creatinine 3.14 and GFR 22. We are getting labs done now for repeat, and he will be getting those done monthly. We're going to do some iron studies again, some immunofixation, free light chains, protein to creatinine ratio, also intact parathyroid hormone will be rechecked. After these labs are back, we will be doing them monthly. Also, he's going to be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan and renal artery Doppler study in Mount Pleasant. We are going to get a referral for a renal dietitian. There's one that's familiar with diabetes and kidney disease, so he needs those kind of diet instruction plans. And so we will make the referral for the renal dietitian so he can have a consultation to understand the renal diabetic diet. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.